So we're here with Raphael Gagné, who has just been part of a new team that's announced with Cannondale, and he had a spectacular year in 2015 and some very exciting news, Raph, and we're so happy to spend some time with you. Are you there on the other line?
Yes, I'm excited to be here, and thanks for the good intro.
Okay, wonderful. So Raph, very exciting that you're going to be with Cannondale and the new team. Tell us a little bit about how that all came about and what the plans are going forward a bit.
So exciting, absolutely. So the team is Cannondale 360 Fly, so those are 3D cameras. We're with Segoya Apparel, so that's the name of the team, Cannondale 360 Fly, powered by Segoya.
Okay.
And the plan is 5 athletes. I'm the only Canadian, and there's 4 Americans. So we have Evelyn Dong, Alex Grant, Keegan Swenson, and the legendary Tinker Juarez. So.
Oh yeah, Tinker, of course. Very exciting. So 4 Americans and 1 Canadian. That's a good mix. You're outnumbered, but I'm sure you'll do okay.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be okay with my maple syrup.
Very good. I mean, you've been with Rocky for a long time, and you built your career there. And of course, tell us how it happened that things started to shift for you to go to Cannondale.
Sure. So, if I have the opportunity, I'll take this opportunity to thank, again, you know, Rocky Mountain. They helped me a lot. I've been with them for like 10 years. So from 06, which was my first year as a U23 rider.
Sure.
So really they helped me develop from, you know, international level U23 as a development athlete all the way to last year's, you know, 6th place finish in a World Cup senior. So that's the big international highlight for me, and I developed quite good, I think, and last year was such a good year that it just happened that I had, you know, a good offer, and that I could find something that would match really my goal, and really that's the main reason for the switch. I mean, to have a team like Cannondale reach out, what's your plan, and we'd be interested in you, and My main focus was to find a team that would match my personal goal as an athlete. So mountain bike Olympic, and that's where I see myself at for the next like 5 to 8 years. And so Rio this year and Tokyo 2020. So that's for sure my goal. And I could feel like in the last couple of years that with Rocky Mountain, it wasn't anymore their goal. Like specific cross country Olympic, they were going more on the enduro or marathon racing.
Sure.
Which I respect that. Like their market is there, so I had the opportunity to go with Canada, and we worked something out pretty cool. So I'm happy with that.
Very exciting. It's great. Of course, you built your career with Rocky, but now it's time for a new situation. And of course, this 2015 year for you was really an amazing breakout year that started with the U.S. Open Championship that you share with Emily Batty. And then from there, you seem to be on a rock and roll the whole season. Talk a little bit about how that all evolved, because I think it was just one after the other. Of course, Pan Am Games was a big one for you, of course, in Toronto.
Sure. Yeah, so it seems like the U.S. Cup kind of did set the tone for me for the whole year. I mean, it started really well with the first victory in the U.S. Cup for me at Benelli number 1. And then I had other, you know, very good U.S. Cups, and then taking like the U.S. Cup overall and stuff. So at the beginning of the season, I wasn't too sure what to expect. I was like, oh, maybe I'm a little too fresh or a little too fit. But it seems like it's just the level I'm at now, and it's quite easy to explain. I mean, the health has been on my side for the last like 2 to 3 years, like very good. And before that, like in the past, I would felt sick quite often, and it would basically, you know, scratch all the efforts and training and good seriousness I put in there. So, mm-hmm. Really, the health has been like the big thing.
Yeah, so you really started off well, and then you just kept on going. It didn't you didn't seem to let up. When you won Pan Am, that was another big marker for you. Talk a little bit about that win, because I think that was a very special one for you. Correct?
Sure. Yeah. Pan Am Games gold medal is definitely like a big thing. It's every 4 years, and the experience of a game at home with, you know, pressure and a need to kind of deliver in front of home crowd and in front of Cycling Canada and stuff. So definitely that's a big one, and I'm happy about that one. Ardwood has always been special to go to, and
sure.
That's going to be still always special to go. You know, I'll remember forever that gold medal in Ardwood, and it's definitely a good stepstone towards what's coming up for me as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So after that, there was the Canadian Championships that was a marker for you, and then the CX Nationals as well. It really became a very, very special year for you.
Yes. So talking about that cross-country, you know, national title, that's something I've been looking forward to win, you know, Canadian Nationals for quite a long time, actually. Like the last 4 or 5 years, I had it in my mind, and it never, you know, came all together. But this year, I felt like the fitness was there, and it was just, you know, all mine to deliver on the day. And I was really happy to take the title and honored as well.
Yeah, I remember the day you were really fired up, and we were covering it, and there you were with the bike raised above your head at the finish line.
Sure.
had to be a satisfying feeling.
Yes, and my family was there, so that was a very good feeling.
Yeah, for sure. And then when you came, you know, you started with a new team as well this year with the Red Truck Garneau with the CX push, and that was kind of a bit not so new for you, because you've had some pretty good cross results. I remember seeing you on the podium numerous times in the U.S., but that was a good opportunity for you as well, correct?
Sure, exactly, yeah. So I had the opportunity this year I basically had an offer this year to race cross with them, and I was looking for an offer. So I was happy to get that offer, and you know, I've been doing cross for the last 4 or 5 years in the U.S. with the U.S. Cups, and I've been doing quite well. I think before this year, I already had 4 UCI wins on the cross circuit. In the last couple of years, and really, like in the last 2-3 years, I didn't have any, you know, contract or support with Rocky Mountain for cross, so it all made sense for them to release me for the cross season.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that offer with Garneau, so a very good opportunity, you know, to prove myself with cross and to race, to have fun. So that's really something I really like in the fall, and that, you know, Canadian national title in cross is quite special as well, because 2 years ago I was doing so well in cross, but I couldn't attend cross nats, which were out west with, you know, no support. And I remember I had basically talking about health, I had the surgery, tonsil surgery, and since then, like, everything's all good. So
wonderful to hear. So that was another good opportunity for you out in Winnipeg, and it was a special they did a really good job out there as well. Everybody kept on talking about the Winnipeg Nationals, and so
yeah,
that you were able to capitalize, and it was another great result for you.
Exactly. Yeah, they did a wonderful job, and it's quite exciting that 2016 we have cross nationals in Quebec, Sherbrooke. So that's cool.
There you go. So coming back home again in a way.
Yeah.
You know, as we come into 2016 and you have the team announcement, I know that there was a local race in Quebec that just was launched this year, the Fat Bike Provincials, and there you were. It was great to see you on – it was your first kind of ride on a Cannondale. You had a fat cat, I think.
Exactly, with the Lefty, quite special bike, and even built with all Shimano DI2, even in the winter. So that's quite a special bike, and we thought I'd get used to a Lefty on a fat bike. That's quite cool.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to start riding, eh?
Yeah.
So how was that Nationals? I saw a little bit of video there, and good to see. I don't know how many people showed up, but how did the event go?
Yeah, so that was provincial, not national.
Sure.
So Quebec provincial, and there were 100 people that took part in, you know, different categories,
mm-hmm.
and about 25 men for, you know, the pro category, about 10 women.
Mm-hmm.
And really, we had a wonderful day, good trails, kind of 1 hour race, short loop.
Right.
Same format as they do for cyclocross. So kind of 1 hour target with, you know, they'd ring the bell at one to go, and that's how it went. And really, we had good weather, like sun was out and kind of 5-6 degrees. So it was hard, actually, like the snow melted and the condition would change throughout the race. So it got more slippery during the race, so quite touchy for in terms of tire pressure and bike handling. So
sure,
really liked it, and really fat bike is a whole lot of fun. I do love the fat cat, and you know, fat bike, you have all the plus side about riding and racing in the mud because it's technical and it's fun, but
yep.
You don't have to wash the bike, so that's really cool.
There you go. So was that your first kind of big competition on a fat bike?
Yes. So I've never done fat bike before I got the bike, like 3 weeks ago, basically. So that's quite cool. And I actually tried it once 2 years ago on
right.
a borrowed bike. But I still had, you know, the experience on the snow with my regular mountain bike.
Sure.
Which I would go a few times during the winter when it's really cold and hard packed with bigger tires, but the fat bike really makes it easier, and you can go anytime, like whatever the condition, like it's always good. So.
Yeah, and it's taking off across the country, and we saw some races in Alberta, and it's great to see that it's hit Quebec, and of course you got great winners, and you guys are crazy about cycling there, so it's a good fit. So tell us a bit about what's coming now, because you're going to start your camp soon, and tell us a little bit about what's coming ahead.
Sure. So now I'm just off from like a good month home doing fat bike and cross-country skiing,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm going to be on the road for three weeks. So 1 week with the Cannondale team in Utah. So that's team lunch. We'll do, I guess, photo shoot and video, a little bit of media, and, you know, sponsor formation and stuff with getting to know the product and stuff, and I guess some good team building. So that's really something I'm looking forward to, a week with the team and my new teammates.
Sure.
And right after, I'm flying to Victoria at the, you know, the new national team base in Bear Mountain.
Sure.
So I'll be there with 2 weeks with the Canadian national team.
Okay, great.
And we'll be training there for 2 weeks, and the camp will end with the Canada Cup on March 5th.
Right. And so that will be the sort of the end of this first sort of tier of training, and then your first race will be the Canada Cup, more or less, out of Bear Mountain.
Exactly, and then I'm back home for 2 weeks in March, and then I'm on the road for 1 month.
Okay. Have you been out to Bear Mountain before?
I've never been there before, so really looking forward to, you know, see the resort. Apparently, we're going to be miserable athletes in a five-star hotel. and apparently, the riding is so good, and I think the one thing to remember is, you know, the best must train with the best. So it's so good that we have that opportunity to all train together. So that's going to be awesome.
Yes, it's a great great venue. Everything we hear is always great about it. And, of course, a five-star hotel doesn't hurt. And yes, of course. So the big focus for you is to try and make it to the games this year?
Exactly. So, well, so far, I mean, I've done well in 2015. The criteria is quite simple. It's top 12 for any World Cup in 2016.
Okay.
So I've done that, but what if we are like a few guys that do it? Then, you know, selection has to be made between those who qualify with the top 12. And anyway, what's the selection criteria? There's World Cup on the schedule, end of April and end of May, and whichever they are, you know, selection or not, they are bike races, and I want to do good, and I'm sure I'll have fun as well. So,
yep. So that's what's coming up for you. Well, it's a big year, another big year. You've just had a big year, new team, new goals, new teammates, lots to look forward to. You haven't been to Bear Mountain, so you've got a lot to look forward to this coming year.
Absolutely, yeah, and so far training has been going very good, last fall and this winter, so it's shaping up to be a good year.
Yeah, very good. Well, you've started off with your first win, a provincial race in fat biking, so it's a good start, Raf. We want to thank you for spending time with us here at Pedal. It's so exciting to see the new team and to see you doing so well. So we want to wish you all the best going forward and all the best with your training and the races ahead.
Sure. Yeah. Pleasure was mine. And thanks for covering mountain bike and thanks for everybody following us. So that's really cool. So thanks for your time.